about well.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. No talk,
money. Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. 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 Ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show. The ash cash show. Ash cash show.
Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcastshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcasttv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. excited to be here as always. Just happy. Just happy to be here. So the first lady, I be sneaking and listening to what she be listening to. So we both big fans of Iyanla. We actually are part of she has this spiritual 9-month spiritual masterclass that she does every Sunday that we're actually a part of. And you know, she's like the godmother, you know. And so she was listening to this album. Y'all should check it out. The name of the group is called Beautiful Chorus. And it's literally just an album full of affirmations, to be honest. Like the young ladies are all like singing. And as they're singing, it's just like affirmations. And I love NDIRE. You know, NDIRE is somebody that has gotten me out of many dark places, you know. Man, like NDIRE has got me out of many dark places in my lifetime. And so I remember I used to listen to like certain songs over and over and over again. There was a song in particular, like when I used to go through like dark spaces, there was a song called This Too Shall Pass. And every time I used to listen to that song, I used to cry. I wonder if I would cry now. Like I haven't listened to it in a while because everything has been great. And I have a better understanding. This is prior to me having an understanding of why, you know, we were going through, you know, what we were going through. So like, you know, before I had a different outlook on struggle. You know what I'm saying? I had a different outlook on struggle. You know, I used to, I never really gave struggle its just due. I used to be mad at struggle, right? I used to be mad at struggle. I used to hate struggle. I used to, you know, curse struggle. And so because I didn't have an understanding, you know, of struggle, I used to play when anything happened to me, if I was in a dark place, I used to play that song. Oh, I'm talking about like there was days that I would play it over and over again. That's why the power of music is so dope. And if I ever, you know, meet NDIRE, that's my sister. I'm gonna hug her like she's my sister, and just tell her, you know, because she's got me a lot, like out a lot of dark places. And which is one of the reasons why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like I understand. This is why I show up every day. This is why I'm consistent every day. This is why I don't take this work lightly, because I've never met NDIRE ever in my life. Never had a conversation with her ever. But she, like, I love her. Like, she's my sister. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, she's helped me so much. You know what I'm saying? And so, long story short, though, First Lady put me on to this. You know, it's called Beautiful Chorus. It's the group called Beautiful Chorus. And if you listen to this, it's literally like a song, you know, of affirmations. It's really dope. So I would definitely suggest everybody check it out. But there's this song I'm gonna play right now, called I Am, featuring NDIRE. So dope. Catch the vibe. This time we're gonna start the song, start the show. It's called I Am. And it's lyrics is all so dope. Listen to the lyrics though. You gotta listen to the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Feel the vibe. Yeah, music is definitely a healer. Feel the vibes. Feel the vibes. Yo, but Ramaya, that's why we gotta get this album out.
Welcome
magic and wonder.
Brilliance and grace.
Welcome joy.
Satisfaction.
Pleasure and strength.
Welcome
essence. Beauty. Presence.
Time,
spirit, form, and space.
Welcome
excellence
in
every blessing.
Sacred
and praise.
Yo,
what I seek,
I have.
What I want to do,
I understand.
All I wish I could,
I can.
Who I want to
be,
I am.
Bars.
What I seek,
I have.
Ron, what up, Ron?
What
I want to know,
I understand.
All I wish I could,
I can.
Who I want to
be,
I am.
Sheesh.
Yep.
We're gonna
let this rock for a second.
We're
gonna let this rock for a second.
I need y'all
to understand those words though. Hey yo, hold on. What I wanna seek,
I understand.
Who I wanna be,
I am.
Like that, like that's what I've been saying. That's what I've been trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome
magic and wonder.
Brilliance
and grace.
Welcome
joy.
Satisfaction.
Pleasure
and strength.
Welcome it.
Welcome
essence.
Welcome
beauty.
Welcome
presence.
Welcome
time, spirit,
form, and space.
Welcome
excellence.
Welcome
every blessing.
Come on,
I'm welcoming
it. Yo,
sacred
and praise.
Welcome.
What I seek, I have.
What
I want to know,
I understand.
All
I wish I could,
I can.
What
I want to
be,
I am.
Yo,
what I seek,
I already
have it.
What
I already
want to know,
I already
understand
it.
Hey,
yo,
all
I wish I could,
I know
I can.
Yo,
who I want to
be,
I am that already.
I am.
I am.
I am
the seed,
I am
the tree.
I am
the flower,
I am
the bee.
I am
fire,
and
I am
wind.
I accept
love,
and
also
I give.
I am
loud,
and
I am
mighty.
I am
silent,
and I tread lightly.
I am
brave
and
monumental.
I am
modest,
I am
gentle.
I am
a student
and
I teach.
I am
the sand
and
I am the beach.
That's a bar.
I am
ease
and I am
power.
I am
bridge
and I am
the tower.
I am
peace
and I am wild.
Don't play
with me.
I am
a mother,
I am
the child.
I am
many
and
I am
few.
I am
God
and God
is you.
Chill.
What
I seek,
I
have.
What
I want to
know,
I understand.
All
I wish I
could,
I can.
Who
I want to
be,
I am.
I'm
already that,
I am.
What
I seek,
I have.
What
I want to
know,
I understand.
All
I wish
I could,
I can.
What
I want to
be,
I am.
Look,
sheesh.
I am.
So the song is by Beautiful Chorus,
and
it's called I Am.
It's
featuring
India
Arie,
and it's just so powerful.
It's just
so powerful.
It's
peaceful,
You know,
I was
introduced
to them
by
Bianla.
And It's simple, right? It's simple. And so we're gonna start this show off. We're gonna start this show off with Miss Iyanla. Cause I need her to you. We gotta keep it simple. Everything in life, everything we want is simple. It's very simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
The truth will cut through all the drama, all the misunderstanding, all the hurt, all the pain, all the memories.
Yep.
Keep it simple. I don't care how long you've been with Fifi or Boo Boo. If they leave you, it's not because something's wrong with you. They ain't the one for you. Keep it simple. You got laid off from your job. There's another divine opportunity waiting for you to keep it simple. You lost your house. Well, in your father's house, there are many mansions.
Yep.
Just hang around long enough.
Salute, Tony. Tony got this. It's hoodie season. If y'all ready, you gotta throw y'all hoodies up.
Order.
Yep.
Vision. Trust.
Yep.
Faith. And simplicity.
Simplicity. Keep it simple.
Let's clean up our mouth.
Yep. Clean up your mouth. Pause.
How we say what we say.
Yep.
And who we say it to.
And who you say it to.
Do you know you can talk yourself into trouble?
Yo, talk yourself into trouble.
A lot easier than you can talk yourself out of it. But if you become mindful about what you're speaking,
yep, be mindful.
It'll be a lot easier to handle some of the things that come up in your life with speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years ago, I learned a secret. I used to open my pocketbook, my purse. I'd get right down over and I'd say, fill yourself with divine substance right now.
Yep.
Oh, you look at all that abundance. Just pouring down right out. Ooh. I name everything and I speak to everything. My car got a name.
Yep.
I say, Gracie, how you doing this morning? Come on, we going traveling. My house got a name, Villanova.
Villanova. Yep.
I'm mindful of my mouth.
Be mindful.
Because I know that what comes out of my mouth must be created. Everything begins with a word.
Everything begins with a word.
Here's an affirmation. Oh my, I can hardly wait to see the good that's gonna come out of this.
I can't wait to see the good.
As opposed to using our power to continue to affirm.
Wait. Hold on, I'm gonna let this go, but this is a point, right? I was saying earlier, a lot of times in the beginning, and this is why, you know, India really got me out of like a lot of dark spaces, because I didn't respect struggle like I needed to, you know what I'm saying? And so I would always like curse like anything I was going through, if it was bad, if it was undesired. I don't even believe in negative and positive no more, because I think everything is working for your greater good. So a lot of times when we ascribe negative and positive to things, what we're doing is really like cursing the blessing. You know what I'm saying? Because even the things that you would ascribe negativity to, right? Even the things that you would ascribe negativity to is actually teaching you something, right? Because you wouldn't be able to see it or hear it if you weren't vibing on that level, right? And catch what I'm about to say. Because I know a lot of us are like, oh, this is toxic, or this is this, or whatever. And yeah, definitely remove yourself, right? Definitely remove yourself. But also ask yourself, right? Before you remove yourself, and before you judge the person or the conduit that is causing the rift or whatever, ask yourself, why are you in that space to begin with, right? Like, why are you even vibrating on that level to begin with? Because the truth of the matter is that the only way negativity could even be seen as negativity if you are looking at it with a negative mind, right? You know, when I'm not feeling my top self, I look at this thing and I'm already cursing it like, yo, this is the worst thing, or why are they doing this or whatever. But then when I feel good about myself, I look at the same exact thing and I'm praising it. I'm like, yo, that's dope, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like if I'm not feeling good about myself and somebody says something to me, I take it how I feel, right? I take it how I feel. And so sometimes people don't even mean nothing by what they saying, but because you feeling a kind of way, you take it that way, and all of a sudden it's negative. But then when you start feeling good, you got a little money in your pocket, whatever helps you feel good, you all of a sudden, like, oh, it's no big deal. You let things roll over your shoulder, roll over your back. And so the point that I'm making was that, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I was feeling down and depressed, it's because I wasn't really, you know, embracing struggle, right? I wasn't embracing struggle the way I should have, the way I should have looked at struggle, the way I should have looked. It's actually a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And I've used this example before, and I'll use it again, is that it is a blessing that if you're on any interstate, right? Any interstate in the United States, if you're driving on any interstate in the United States, if you fall asleep on the wheel and start to veer left or right, you will be met with ridges, and the ridges are going to wake your ass up, right? In any road, like any interstate that you're driving on in the United States, right? If you veer left or right, if you fall asleep at the wheel and you veer left or right, there's ridges in the side of the road, and it's going to wake your ass up. Right? It's going to wake your ass up. Thank God for those ridges. Because if those ridges weren't there, and they're intentionally there, look it up. They're intentionally there because when people are driving long stretches of the way, if for whatever reasons, if they fall asleep, if the ridges didn't wake them up, they would slam against the side of the road. They would veer. It would be all kinds of mess. You don't know how many lives, right? You don't know how many lives those ridges have saved. And so that's how we have to look at negativity, right? Negativity is just the ridges in the road, right? Negativity, if something don't feel right, if something is off, that is your signal. If you ain't feel like, that's your signal. When you start, all right, wake your ass up. It ain't for you to judge it, right? Imagine falling asleep at the wheel and the ridges start to wake your ass up. And then you like, yo, why the ridges so loud? Why the ridges here? Like, imagine you cursing the ridges, right? Imagine you cursing the ridges. Imagine you being upset that the thing that actually saved your life was there. Like, you know, so that's why I don't even look at anything as positive and negative anymore. I say thank you, right? I say thank you for all, you know, relationships that were exposed, right? I say thank you. I say thank you, God, for all the relationships that were exposed, for all the people that didn't have the right intentions. Yo, I say thank you for all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, right, I had to go through it. Because whatever I went through was a ridge. It woke my ass up. I was asleep. There was something negative. There was something that could affect my life. There was something that would kill me, right? There was something that could literally kill me had I not woken up. And so I say, thank you, God. And so, you know, what Ayala was just saying in that piece was, you know, you got to embrace that. Right. Instead of focusing on what went wrong and why it went wrong and, you know, and being so negative and judgmental about what's happening. Hey, yo, say thank you. Thank you, God, for this awakening. I'm so happy I was able to see it. You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't even get to see it, to be honest. Right. Some people don't even get to see it. Some people, yo, they rotted in the ridges, right? Some people are rotted in the ridges, and they so used to the ridges now, they think the ridges is normal. Oh, that's a bar. They think the ridges is normal. And yo, some people are rotting on the ridges to the point they're not even trying to go back right. Yo, they still rotting on the ridges, and now they got so used to rotting on the ridges, they just feel like life is about that's a bar. Yo, we need a motivational verses. That's a bar. Yo, some people got so used to the ridges that they on the ridges. They don't even want to get off. They like, yo, I'm used to this. All right, cool. I'm just going to like, yo, this is how it's supposed to be. To the point that if they get off the ridges and they flying straight, it don't even feel right. They like, oh, this don't feel right. This is too good to be true. Y'all ever said that? Yo, this is too good to be true. And so they go back on the ridges. Self-sabotage. They go back on the ridges. They go back on the ridges because they so used to being on the ridges that they call the ridges normal. And they don't look at it, right? They don't look at it as what it's there for, right? It's not there for you to stay on it. Negativity's not here for you. Yo, negativity's not here for you to stay on it, right? It's not here for you to stay on it. It's here as a wake-up call that you need to get back right. It's just here as a wake-up call that you need to get back right. That you veering left, you veering off too much. So it's just a wake-up call. It's not there for you to stay on it. You know what I'm saying? Don't stay.
Wrong. What's broke? What ain't working? What's
hold on,
not
we gonna go back. We're gonna go back. Hold on, but you know, I'm sorry. Cause I let too much time pass. So we gotta go back. But you know, I can't go back. I can't go back any simple way though. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go back the right way.
Yo, bring that back. Hip hop motivation on another level. Mind Right Radio.
Yep.
Elevate your mind. You elevate your life.
Keep it simple. The truth will cut through all the drama, all the misunderstanding, all the hurt, all the pain, all the memories. Keep it simple. I don't care how long you've been with Fifi or Boo Boo. If they leave you, it's not because something's wrong with you. They ain't the one for you. Keep it simple. You got laid off from your job. There's another divine opportunity waiting for you. Keep it simple. You lost your house? Well, in your father's house, there are many mansions. Just hang around long enough. Keep it simple. The path to greatness. Order.
Yep.
Vision. Trust. Faith. And simplicity. Let's clean up our mouths. How we say what we say. And who we say it to. Do you know you can talk yourself into trouble? A lot easier than you can talk yourself out of it. But if you become mindful about what you're speaking, it'll be a lot easier to handle some of the things that come up in your life with speaking. Years and years and years ago, I learned a secret. I used to open my pocketbook, my purse. I'd get right down over and I'd say, fill yourself with divine substance right now. Oh, you look at all that abundance just pouring down right out. Ooh. I name everything and I speak to everything. My car got a name. I say, Gracie, how you doing this morning? Come on, we going traveling. My house got a name, Villanova, the big vision. I'm mindful of my mouth. Because I know that what comes out of my mouth must be created. Everything begins with a word.
Everything begins with a word.
Here's an affirmation. Oh my, I can hardly wait to see the good that's going to come out of this. No matter what it is. As opposed to using our power to continue to affirm what's wrong, what's broke, what ain't working, what's not happening, how horrible it is. Let's speak life into things. Let's speak life into our children. Let's speak life into our families, into our relationships. I can't tell you the number of people who write me and say, I need you to help me with my crazy family. Well, they your family. I don't even know that kind of crazy you got over there. This is just what I be thinking, and then I bless my head so that thought will go away. But what if we started saying, wow, I know it looks like Boo Boo, my cousin, is having difficulty right now, but I see a brighter day for you. is what Emmett Fox called gold keying, where you key something up with the radiant richness of what you want it to be, as opposed to affirming it as it is right now. As it is right now. So we want to clean up our mouths and what we say about each other. Keep it simple. The truth will cut through all the drama, all the misunderstanding, all the hurt, all the pain, all the memories. Keep it simple.
Right? Keep it simple, because all the memory, all the pain. So, you know, I gotta go here, right? Because at the end of the day, we gotta embrace the struggle. We have to embrace the struggle.
So they say life isn't easy.
Life isn't easy for those who dream.
But welcome to the day that you realize that nothing.
Yo, nothing can stop you. No surrender.
No surrender, no retreat.
No surrender, no retreat.
Embrace the struggle.
Embrace the struggle.
Because those who have great aspirations will often be met with many setbacks and temporary defeat. But it is impossible to stop someone who never gives up. Those who dream big dreams will find life more difficult than those who decide to live normal and mediocre lives.
Yep.
But so what?
So what?
If it's worth
having, it's worth fighting for.
You are capable of doing anything you put your mind
to. Yo, you're capable of doing anything you put your mind to.
In order to get what you deserve out of life, you must be willing to sacrifice to be the best possible you.
To be the best possible you.
The struggles you deal with in life are in no way supposed to cripple you.
No way supposed to cripple you.
They are here to make you stronger.
They're here to make you stronger.
The ounce of doubt and weakness you have in your body.
Yep.
You are more powerful than you even know.
You're more powerful than you even know.
Nothing in this world can stop you unless you allow it.
Unless you allow it.
Don't be concerned with what others are doing or what others have to say about you.
As they sleep,
you grind.
You grind.
As they watch their favorite shows, you work harder than you've ever worked before in your life. While they're out partying, using YOLO as an excuse to throw their lives away, you are perfecting your craft because you know that what you're giving up right now is nothing compared to what you'll get when you become your true self. Remember, never allow circumstance to dictate what you will or will not accomplish.
Yep.
Life is abundant. Anything you want out of it will be yours.
Will be yours.
Absolutely believe that you can have it.
Yep.
Your setback.
Set up for your comeback. Your life is like a bow and arrow.
Before the arrow can fully realize its power, the bow must first be taken back as far as it can. And once it reaches the point of no return, where it can't go no more and it is let go,
God help anybody that's in his path.
Be the arrow. Understand that no matter how far you are taken,
y'all really don't know this voice.
You will not lose because the force that is behind you can break through anything. Dream as far as you can dream and believe in your power to make those dreams come true. There are those who think they can and those who think they can't. Be the former and live life to the fullest. Struggle, nothing can stop you.
That's the singer on here.
Struggle.
Hey yo, how y'all don't know who y'all don't know the voice?
Hey
yo, that's crazy how y'all don't know this voice by now. Do I sound that much older? I don't sound older. We playing that back since y'all trying to play me. Oh, one more time. Wait, one more time.
Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so
do I sound that much younger?
Motivation combined.
How old was that? It's not even that old. Look, somebody says Diddy.
Elevate your mind.
Hey, yo, somebody says Diddy.
Elevate your life.
Yo, I sound that, yo.
So they say life isn't easy for those who dream.
Yo, somebody say P. Diddy, look.
But welcome to the day that you realize that nothing can stop you. No surrender, no retreat.
Yo, that's crazy.
Embrace the struggle.
Right, because this is produced.
So because those who have great aspirations will often be met with many setbacks and temporary defeat. But it is impossible to stop someone who never gives up. Those who dream big dreams will find life more difficult than those who decide to live normal and mediocre lives. But so what? If it's worth having, then it's worth fighting for.
They say I sound like
you. You are capable of doing anything you put your mind to, and in order to get what you deserve out of life, you must be willing to sacrifice to be the best
Possible you.
The struggles you deal
the struggles
with
you deal with
are always supposed to cripple you. They are here to make you stronger.
Yo, facts.
Remove every ounce of doubt and weakness you have in your
life. I gotta get it.
You are more powerful than you even know. Nothing in this world
nothing
can
this
stop
world
you
can
unless
stop
you allow it.
Unless you allow it.
Don't be concerned with what others are doing or what others have to say about you. As they sleep,
as they grind, sleep.
As they watch their favorite shows, you work harder than you've ever worked before in your life. While they out partying, using YOLO as an excuse to throw their lives away, you are perfecting your craft because you know that what you're giving up right now is nothing.
Nothing compared
when you become your true self.
So what you're gonna get when you become your true
Remember,
self?
Never allow circumstance to dictate what you will or will not accomplish. Life is abundant.
Life is abundant.
And anything you want out of it will be yours if you absolutely believe that you can have it.
Your ear said, "I thought it was
your
listening.
Setbacks are a setup for your comeback." Your life is like a bow and arrow. Before the arrow can fully realize its power, the bow must first be taken back as far as it can. And once it reaches the point of no return, where it can't go no more and it is let go,
God help
anything that's in its path. Be the arrow. Understand that no matter how far you are taken back, you cannot and will not lose because the force that is behind you can break through anything. Dream as far as you can dream. And believe in your power to make those dreams come true. There are those who think they can, and those who think they can't.
Be the former, and live life to the fullest. Nothing can stop you but you. Y'all don't even think I talk like that no more. That's true, though, because I'm always hyped now. I don't even think I could do that again. If I do any track, it got to be up more upbeat. Be the arrow. Until I reach the top. A Diva Secret Closet, appreciate the bad love. Hey, yo. Oh, no, let me not say that. I was going to say something.
I'm pushing on. Until I reach the top. Yeah. Struggle don't stop, no. Because I'll get there. Yeah, I'll get there.
I might have to put this for sale. This ain't on. I mean, you can get on My Right Radio, but oh, they ready for the album. They ready. All right, so listen. So the reason why I'm staying here, right? Because that's your Scorpio voice, facts. The reason why I want to stay here because I'm saying this profit and peace, right? There's profit and peace, and I want us to understand that when you get to that space, right? When you get to that space of peace. That's where your abundance come from. I tagged her, the person singing is Demi the Baddie, DemiDaBady, I believe. If you scroll up to the comments, you'll see I wrote her name in there. But there's profit and peace, right? There's profit and peace. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times, people are always, you know, it's like, wait, I'll type it again. Cause it's D A. So it's like, D E M I D A B A D Y. I think that's what it is, right? Demi the Baddie. So yeah, my Haitian sister. And so there's profit and peace. And when I say there's profit and peace, what I'm meaning is that a lot of times we're trying to you know, like, be in peace, right? We're trying to we're trying to create this abundance in our life and don't realize that, again, everything that we're going through is just a wake-up call, right? It's not for us to stay in it, right? You know, Wayne Dyer, you know, said that, you know, nobody ever dies from a snake bite, right? If a snake bites you, nobody dies from the snake bite. What you die from is the venom. Once the venom is in your body, and if you allow the venom to travel in your body, so if you get, you know, if God forbid, or if it's God's will, you get bitten by a snake bite, make sure you isolate the venom. You stop the venom. Right? Tie it tight. No, don't let it go nowhere in your body. right? Because if the venom goes in your body, that's how you die. You don't die from the bite. You die from the venom. And so a lot of times people not stopping the venom, right? People are in that negativity and they stay in that negativity. You know what I'm saying? And so what I want us to realize is that, you know, live in peace, right? Like we love this saying, rest in peace. But why we gotta rest in peace when we dead, right? We all gonna die, right? Everybody's gonna die. And so why wait till we die to rest in peace? Why can't we live in peace, right? And that's the goal, right? The goal is about living in peace, right? Living in peace. And the way you live in peace is first recognizing that you're not being punished. You know, no one's stopping you. Nobody's in your way. That the moment that you choose peace, right? The moment that you choose peace is the moment that peace starts to be yours, right? I need you to live in peace. And so I also need you to soldier up, right? Because I get it, right? I get it. I get that, you know, a lot of times as we're going through it, somebody's like, oh, you know, it's better said than done. I hate that saying. What you mean better said than done? I've been through it too. So I ain't pulling this out the air. I've been in dark spaces. You know what I'm saying? I've been in dark spaces. And I mean, in my book, From the Block to the Bank, I talk about those spaces, right? I talk about those spaces, being in spaces where, you know, I've never contemplated suicide, right? I've never like said, yo, why am I here? Let me, you know what I'm saying? Contemplate. But I had dreams of not being here though. You know what I'm saying? So I know had I allowed it to progress where it could have possibly went, right? And so that's just me being 100% honest, right? Even when everybody was looking at my life and saying and believing that my life was the best that it could be, there was those dark times. So don't talk to me about like you don't understand. If you in a current situation, I need you to soldier up, right? If you in a current situation, I need you to soldier up, right? I need you to soldier up. I need you to get to that space of understanding why this thing is even in your life. You know what I'm saying?
You cannot be a believer until you see your own life and the misery thereof and want to change.
Yo, you gotta see your own life and how miserable
you
look.
Submitted?
Wait, hold on. Yo, you gotta see the misery that you are putting yourself through and be committed to never going back there. Right? Me being in a dark place, that was hell. Like I know what hell is because I lived there. You know what I'm saying? I went through hell. I'm expecting heaven, right? Like, a lot of people be asking me, like, when people meet me in person, they don't even realize I get the same energy, right? I get the same energy. And they're like, yo, you always upbeat. You always happy. Yeah. Because I've been through hell. So I'm expecting heaven. My life is peace. If it ain't peace, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? And God help anybody who try to disturb the peace. That's it. Be courteous. Forget it. I was going to say, what Malcolm said, be courteous, obey the law. But if you try to disturb the peace, God help you. You know what I'm saying? You see me in a fight in the bear. Don't pray for the bear. Don't pray for me. Pray for the bear. Because life is about peace. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me not talk over the beat.
Like you cannot be a believer until you see your own life and the misery thereof and want to change it.
Yep. You guys want to change it.
Are you committed?
Are you committed?
Because without commitment.
Without commitment, you got to be committed.
Happens.
Yep. Nothing happens without commitment.
If you don't learn to give.
Yep.
Like you learn to get every area that there is not reciprocity, it will die.
It will die.
Reciprocity. What do you give back for what you get?
Yep.
If you're not committed, you're not going to make it.
If you're not committed, you're not going to make it. That's just the honest God truth.
You don't like. You have to be committed.
Yep. Time to soldier up. Like never before. Y'all need to soldier up like never before. Yep. It's your time. I've been told you that. Yep. Yup, I'm coming with a vengeance.
Through the storm and
the rain
and the heartache and the pain, and the disappointment.
Yup.
You have to believe in the we and the us.
And yep.
The me and the you. Or you're not going to make it.
Yup.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
It's not a feeling. Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect.
You got to finish it.
Until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on, no matter the circumstances. After a while, something begins to wither inside.
Like never before, soldier up. Rise above. Yep.
Anytime you need something that you can't give to yourself, you're at the mercy of somebody else. And when they don't come through, you got pain.
Yep.
And what you become is the consequences of what you didn't get. It's an urge. It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it.
Every champion felt it.
Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help,
yep.
And you don't have the family for it,
yep.
And you don't have the background for it,
yep.
And you don't have the friends for it, don't you give up on your dream.
Don't you give up. Don't you do it.
Do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you do it.
Don't you do it. Rise above the flight. I'm coming with a vengeance.
Don't you quit. You do make a
difference. Do make a difference.
You do.
Somebody need to hear this.
You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there.
Something
there was something that they would miss if you were not there.
Yep.
You do make a difference. I don't care if you don't have the money.
I don't care if you don't have the money.
You don't have the help. And you don't have the family for it. And you don't have the background for it. And you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference.
All right, so here we go. Look. So now that we got that out the way, now that we know that you make a difference, now that we know that you shouldn't give up, now that we know you got to embrace the struggle the right way, now that we know you got to keep it simple, now that we know that you are peace, you are love, right? What you want to know, you understand. We know all that, right? Now I need you to push past your comfort zone, because that's the only thing that's stopping you, to be honest with you. The only thing that's stopping you from living the life that you deserve to live, right? The life that you desire and the life that you deserve to live. The only thing that's stopping you, you know what the only thing stopping you? Is that you're comfortable, right? We talked about the ridges earlier, right? You got too comfortable riding on the ridges. You got too comfortable. You got too comfortable riding on the ridges. You got too comfortable, you know, thinking that that's what life is. When all you got to do is move the steering wheel right or left, right? All you got to do is move the steering wheel right or left, and you out of the ridges. But you got so comfortable that you just sitting there, right? You got so comfortable that you just sitting there. You got so comfortable that, you know, some people just stopped the car. Some people are on the ridges and they just stopped. They just pulled over. They like, yo, I can't get this thing right. So let me just pull over. I ain't even like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me just pull this car over, right? And so some people got so comfortable, but I need you to get uncomfortable, right? And the truth of the matter is that getting uncomfortable is not even a bad thing. Getting uncomfortable actually works better in your favor, right? Getting uncomfortable is because you look, you got so comfortable with what's not supposed to be. All you got to do is get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Get comfortable in the right space. I'm comfortable in peace. I'm comfortable in love. I'm comfortable with abundance, right? But I had to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. I had to get uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable going after stuff. It was uncomfortable not knowing, you know, if people were going to receive my gift or not. That was uncomfortable. But after I pushed past my comfort.
If you want to do something extraordinary with your life, stop asking yourself what the least you need to do is and start asking yourself what's the most you can bear. Humans are capable of truly unbelievable things. But the reality is, the way that we get better is by going through a simple process of adaptation. But what triggers the adaptation is stressors. It's doing things that are difficult. It's pushing yourself into a state of adapt or die. The body wants to conserve energy. So unless you put yourself in a state where the body absolutely feels like to survive, it must adapt, you're never going to change. And that's why only the most elite people end up achieving at the highest level, because they take the time to shape themselves. They put the energy into getting better. They're willing to suffer. They're willing to push through and persevere. But until you're willing to do that, until you're willing to stop asking yourself what you can get away with and start asking yourself, how far can I go? Just how much am I capable of? And when your fascination becomes that, when you start wondering just how much am I capable of, and every level that you achieve excites you to push harder and go farther and do more and bear more weight, then all of a sudden you really can begin to surpass other people. But it takes that. It takes a total shift of your mindset. You've got to be obsessed with just how far you can go. You have to be obsessed with finding your breaking point and then pushing beyond that. That is how you really begin to take advantage of the adaptation process. That's how you begin to improve. That's how you begin to build your body and build your mind, is to push beyond your comfort zone. That is how you get great. At the end of the day, nobody sat their way to greatness. Nobody sat back and relaxed and became extraordinary. The only people who really achieve, the only way that humans are able to do the extraordinary things that we're able to do, is by going to that breaking point and then beyond. But you have to find something in there that you want that badly. There's no way to just do it. You've got to find something in you that you believe in so much that you're willing to push yourself that hard. So you've got to construct a story about not only who you are, but what you can become. And when that narrative is so compelling that it pushes you forward, then you will have the kind of change that you want in your life. But first, you have to believe that you can do it. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to grind and work. But to do that, to work that hard, to make those kinds of changes, you've got to be willing to test yourself.
Yeah, test yourself.
You've got to be willing to look inside yourself and find out who you really are. You've got to be willing to stare nakedly at your inadequacies and be willing to push through them. You can't pretend. You've got to really look at your results and see if you're making the progress that you want to make. And that's where a lot of people fail. They lie to themselves. They want to get away with something. They want to see if anybody's looking. But the reality is the only thing that matters in this life. What do you think about yourself?
What do you think about yourself?
When you're by yourself.
When you're by yourself.
There's no campaigning. There's no convincing anybody. There's only the credibility that you've either earned with yourself or not. And the hard truth is that self-worth comes from doing something worthy.
Doing something worthy.
From the hard things. It comes from the suffering. It comes from persevering. Yep. When things get difficult, to know what you want and to stay that course, even when everything else is trying to knock you off. So build that thing. Build that thing in your life. Build that belief. Know that you can do it and be willing to go through hell to get to the other side. To get to the person that you were always meant to be. It won't be easy, but it sure as hell is possible. We all need a word of encouragement from time to time. So I want this to be that word. So let me tell you what I know. You can change. No matter what you think of yourself, humans are designed to change. That's what we do. But you have to put yourself underneath tremendous stress in order to trigger that adaptation response. But if you know what direction you want to move in, if you know you want to become, you can change into that. And so holding on to the fears and the doubts and the worries, they're not serving you. And looping around that mentally and wondering if you're going to make it and practicing mentally how you would deal with the failure, how you would justify it to people, all of that is stopping you from doing the one thing that actually will work. Trying, practicing, training, falling down. Those are the very things you need to do. The very simple act of taking action. That's the thing that you have to focus on.
If Jeff,
you
do what up, Jeff?
That, then you'll be able to trigger your ability to change. So I don't need you to believe that you're capable of something extraordinary now. And I know in your heart, you have that dream. You have that small flicker of a belief that you can do it. And if you just try, that you could figure it out. And that's what I want you to focus on. You could figure it out, not that you already know how to do it. I fully accept that you don't. I fully accept that most of the things that I want to do with my life and will go on to do, I'm not yet capable of. But I so believe in the human ability to change, not even something that's unique to myself, just the human ability to change. That if I simply walk that path of doing, of trying, of failing and learning, that on a long enough timeline, I will win. So whatever it is that you're thinking about doing right now, I want to be that voice in your head that says you can do it. Maybe not today. You can do it. You can become capable of that thing that you want, that you so dream about, that would give you that sense of self-pride that you want, that you hunger for. And I will say this, be proud. Even if you never reach it, as long as you try. So go out right now. Stop this. Stop listening to this. Stop whatever you're doing and get out there and try. Do it. And remember that it is a process of adaptation. And to go through that process, you must get under stress. It's the only way that you'll grow. But you can do it. You can grow. You can become whatever you want.
You can become whatever you want.
No one will ever hate you.
No one will ever
with
hate you.
The intensity that you can hate yourself.
Oh.
And that's why you absolutely must take the time to build your self-worth. And I really wish that building your self-worth was simply as easy as repeating to yourself that you love yourself. But it's not. The reality is, if you want to love yourself, you have to do something that is worthy of that love.
Oh.
You have to do something that you believe
worthy to you.
You have to find a way to build
credibility
with yourself. To tell
with yourself.
Yourself you're going to do something and know that you're actually going to see,
it through. See it through.
The reality is we're all watching ourselves all the time. We know how we behave. And so you really have to think about that. I want it to be enough. I want it to be enough that you exist. And that you're going to be okay simply because you are. But the reality is we don't look at life like that. And we do judge ourselves. And we do think about whether or not we're following through on the things that we said we were going to do. And And it's okay to start small. It's okay not to have a grand dream. It's okay not to be able to do that yet. It is very okay not to be extraordinary. You don't need that to love yourself. But what you do need is purpose.
Yep.
What you do need is to take that time to define what is it that you're trying to do with your life.
Yep.
Why do you matter? What is it that you're going to be able to bring to yourself and to the world that doesn't have to be big? It just has to be real. It has to be something that's true to you. It has to be something that you're willing to commit to. And once you're willing to commit to it, to put in the energy every day to get up and pursue that thing. And again, this is not me. I'm not judging you. I can really tell you, I love you. And it's enough that you just exist. But I know that in your head, yep, in all of our heads, is a voice that says that just isn't true.
Yep.
And so to connect with ourselves, and to find that meaning and to develop it, to create meaning in our lives, we have to set an intention. We have to pursue that intention. Start small. Know what you want. Get out of bed. Get after it. Set rules for yourself. Follow those rules. Once you start doing those simple things, and again, they don't have to be big, but once you start setting a rule, having an intention, following your rules, building towards that intention, suddenly you're going to earn that credibility with yourself. And then all of a sudden, no matter what anybody says to you, and they are going to say negative things, haters are going to come after you, that is just a reality of life, but you will be impervious to that if you have built within you belief that you are worthy, because you take small steps every day to do something that means something to you. It doesn't matter what other people think, but it matters a lot what you think about yourself.
Yep.
So every day, earn that worth.
Earn that worth.
Hey, what, to the money right?
Yo, earn that worth. Yo, earn that worth. Not with nobody, but yourself, though. Yo, hold on. Let me, like, I don't know if he want me to do this, but so I've been working on a Alo. I don't know if you're still here, but I've been working on a soundtrack. So fast shout out to my brother Nova November. So I've been working on a soundtrack for the from the block to the bank. And this is like, the words probably won't make sense right now, but so like, if you know about music, what happens is that there's a beat done and there's like a reference track to just kind of give you the flow of it. I just want to play this for y'all, and I need y'all opinion. I need y'all to tell me what y'all need. But this is the track that you know what I'm saying? This is the soundtrack from the block to the bank. Hold on, listen. I want to get y'all thoughts. Hold on. Hey, what up? Let me know what y'all think.
You are tuned in to the most legendary part of your life. Introducing. The things you want, y'all.
Look, 100K in the safe. Whoa, look, rap thing to the bank. Let's do it. If I save for the sake, count the money when you think. Then I put it in play. Put it in play. Tomorrow, no promise for me, I'm gonna get it today. And me, I'm gonna stack on this paper to 7 today. Hey, fellas, no fellas today. I say I'm buying my business today. And the money, the fellas will pay. That's what you say. Look, I keep it the check, keep it the check. Count this money, the count this paper, the count this check. Count this check, the count this money, the count this paper, the count this check. Look, the money will stretch. Look, and then you invest. Look, what it takes to the blessing, pay. Run it back, man, what do you think? I got 100 million under the sink. Me, I'm about to go and run it a bank. Set a block to the bank. Look, I don't never really care what they say. Me, I just won't put it in play. Me, I never had a problem with pain. Look, I'm just really trying to progress, man. Like, really trying to digest. Let us freaking out like biceps. Like, send back to the bank. Look, no. Only bands in the safe. Look, run it back to the bank. Put it in play. Don't ask, you're some money and growth today. Look, and me, I got a problem fighting. Like, said all it takes is time, man. Like, so I put it in alignment. Like, yo, just stick to rhyming. So I'm rhyming, then I'm flipping my ass off. It's like no old dream, but I'm chasing the mask off. I think they just getting the money, I think that they got off. And I think they think if I'm broken, I'm taking the cash off. Look, so I'm taking the cash off. Look, I'm the one with the cash off. Look, and that's the truth. I am at cash.com, card, that's another one's ruler. And I hope that you type of computers, and I hope that you know it well. And I hope that's the thing to do, it's all the blessing,
bag, man, what do you think? I got 100 million under the sink. Me, I'm about to go and run to the bank. Tell them run to the bank. Look, I don't never really care what they say. Me, I just won't put in the play. Me, I never had a problem with pain. Look, 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 I'm just trying to progress, man. Like, what are you trying to digest? Let's work it out like my
hey, yo, we working from the block to the bank.
No, 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 no. Only bands in the safe.
Hey!
Back to the bank, put in the play,
Yo, so we've been working. So that's the shell of it. So we already talked. You know what I'm saying? That's the shell. So we already talked. So we about to lengthen it a little bit. I got a little bit of bars. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of bars. You know what I'm saying? Pushman Mitch, my guy Mitch in the building. Y'all saw my guy Mitch with his video. You know what I'm saying? So I said if Mitch can rap, why can't rap? Oh, yo, so we gonna let this stretch a little bit. We gonna change the words up a little bit. This is just a sample, you know what I mean? This is a sample site. But that's the soundtrack. From the block to the bank. The hook is fire coming with that. Hey, I appreciate you. Yeah, yeah, Rowan. All right, that goes crazy.
Let's do it, if I save for the sake, count the money, what you think, can I put it in play,
Nah, I ain't gonna rap, I ain't gonna rap.
Tomorrow, no promise, me, I'm gonna get it today, and me, I'm gonna strike on the paper, 7 today, hey, fellas, no fellas today, I say I'm buying my business today, and the money, the fellas will pay, that's what you say, look, I gave you the check, gave you the check, countless money, the countless paper, the countless check, countless check, the countless money, the countless paper, the countless check, look, look, the money will stretch, look, look, and then you invest, look, look, what it takes to the best you pay, run it back, man, what do you think, I got 100 million under the sink, me, I'm about to go and run to the bank, instead of run to the bank, look, I don't never really care what they say, me, I just won't put in the play, me, I never had a problem with pay, look, 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 I'm just trying to progress, man, like, what are you trying to digest, let's work it out like biceps, like, to the back to the bank, look, no, 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 only bands in the safe, look, run it back to the bank,
Put it in play. Put it in play. From the block to the bank. All right. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I appreciate you, Ash, first having that had to be myself word facts, right? Yeah, we gonna play with it because I'm gonna drop it today because I have a whole mixtape that I want to do for the block to the bank. So we're gonna work on it. I bet. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. All right. I appreciate y'all. I gotta go. Appreciate the badge love. Hold on, we gonna play this we gonna play the usual song for the let out. You know what I'm saying? We gonna play the usual song for the let out. Where the let out? Hold on. What line? We gonna play the usual song.
I manage my money wisely. I focus on my goals.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day.
25 bags, I appreciate y'all.
My self-worth and net worth are building every day. I'm building every cave. Are you ready? Are you ready? I know. Ramaya Trask, I appreciate the badge, love. Patrick Watkins, 79, appreciate the badge, love. My guy, Griff, thank you for the badge, love. Gerber Charles, thank you for the badge, love. Shoe Solutions, thank you for the badge, love. Sandra Martinez, 1420, appreciate the badge, love. My guy, you call Ron. Yo, you don't even know how far back me and Ron go, man. Yo, love you, bro. My guy, Ron Faison is in the building. Appreciate the badge, love. Carl, what up, Carl? Appreciate the badge, love. Beauty Create Captured, thank you for the badge, love. El Chantel, thank you for the badge, love. She is Tony Jefferson, appreciate the badge, love. Shiva Duds, appreciate the badge, love. Regina Jumola, thank you for the badge, love. Courtney Ann Miller, thank you for the badge, love. Jay Monique, thank you for the badge, love. Adiva Secret Closet, thank you for the badge, love. Miyaza, thank you for the badge, love. Crazy Mouth Kate, thank you for the badge, love. Where's CJ? Thank you for the badge, love. It's A-Lo, thank you for the badge, love. Ever Appropriate, thank you for the badge, love. K-Pain, appreciate the badge, love. Miss Tip 817, thank you for the badge, love. Moblin 2011, thank you for the badge, love. Blue 5 Keys, I appreciate the badge, love. Alright, y'all. Y'all out of here. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. The Ash Cash Show. Nurturing a Kingdom. Appreciate the badge, love. Thank y'all for rocking with me every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcastshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcasttv.com. Subscribe to your YouTube channel. Nothing but heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here. The goal, like I tell y'all all the time, the goal is to be greatness on display. So my commitment to you is because I see greatness in you, and my goal is for you to see greatness in yourself, and just live your best life possible. That's it, right? Not the life that nobody else said, but the life that you know that you can have. I want you to live your best. I don't even want you to live your best life possible. You know, I need you. I need you to live your best. I declare that you're going to live your best life possible. You are living your best life possible. Greatness on display. All right, love y'all. I see y'all. What's today? Today's Wednesday. Oh, we got Inside the Vault, right? Inside the Vault tomorrow. We got a goodie for you tomorrow. Dropping tomorrow, 8 p.m. in God's will. Make sure y'all check that out. Man, what else I'm doing? We doing the six-figure author challenge, day number 3. Going to be fire. So tap in. Right, tell a stranger, you know what I'm saying? Salute, Slim Guy. Peace and blessings. All right, y'all, peace. I'll see y'all same time, same place, in God's will.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk, no talk, no talk.
Cash.